Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. More than a dozen postal boxes around Philadelphia have been dressed up with large-scale flower arrangements to encourage people to send in their mail-in ballots. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports local flower farmers and florists rushed to be part of the Get Out the Vote campaign.
16 street postal boxes have been decorated with cascading arches of dahlias and lush arrangements of mums and marigolds. They're in South Philly, West Philly, Fishtown, Chestnut Hill, even Phoenixville. One of the florists participating in the United by Blooms campaign is Jenny Love. She's the owner of Love and Fresh Flower Farm in Roxborough. She created an autumn-colored rainbow oranges and yellows.
They start deep and rich at the bottom of the arch, and then it gets to the bright happiness closer to the mailbox. That's the goal, be bright and happy closer to the mailbox.
United by Blooms was created by Kate Carpenter, co-owner of the local flower farm East Mount Airy Blooms. She wanted to bring attention not just to voting, but also the beleaguered U.S. Postal Service and the devastating impact the pandemic has had on the flower industry.
Florists and designers and farmers have had a tough year. They've lost a lot of events, so I didn't really think people would jump at the opportunity, but the community of designers, florists, and flower farmers is really strong in Philadelphia.
17 florists officially signed on to the campaign, which ends Friday, but Carpenter said there may be guerrilla flower arrangers making rogue postal box flower arrangements on their own. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.